Okay, you've been in the bay of a cargo plane. You're looking out the window of a cargo plane?
The back. I'm facing backwards in the cargo hold.
Okay.
And the doors are wide open.
Mm.
There are one, two, three, four that I can see. There are four nukes in the back of this thing. There are rods. What do you call those rods?
Uranium?
Uranium?
Radioactive
rods. Radioactive rods. There are rods inside each one.
Hmm.
If not just a rod.
The multiple rods?
It looks like there's three of them in each one. In cargo hold. Fires. I mean, the flames are really leaping high. Northern California, Canada. And the smoke. And the mud. Are from the fertile valleys, the breadbasket, the where all the fruit orchards are.
That's inland from the coast.
I can see that because I'm backwards in the cargo bay. I'm looking out. I'm over the ocean.
Right.
We're over the ocean, but I can still see California clearly.
Right.
Where the fire line or the fire lines seem to be are somewhere north central California and going up, and there's just, you can't hardly see Canada. There's so much smoke and fire. But all of that is drifting. It's You can barely see the sun through the smoke, not clouds, smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just heading further out across into the Pacific. California's getting further away. The further out we get, the more I can see. There's so much contamination in the air. It's that putrid light orange. Or if you took the color white and toned it down and added a little reddish to it, I mean, thousands of acres on fire, and they're burning up everything in their path, including chemical plants and things like that. That's why it's so hard to breathe. The fire alone would be bad enough. There's a mountain range. I think it's close to Glacier National Park in Canada. The flames, I can still see the flames are just leaping up into the air. I mean, megalithic.
The glacier, too? At Glacier National Park?
Yes.
Fire?
Yes. And what is the province, British Columbia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That borders the ocean.
Yeah. And the Chinese have been spotted there, Chinese armies.
That's why people in that area have their bug out bags ready. to just get to safety, get underground somewhere where you have some kind of, thank God there's some snow and ice, because the melting is causing it to, and the ocean's causing it to be very humid, you know, water droplets and things like that. So there's at least some kind of way that they figured out to purify the air that they're breathing, because if I'm choking up here, they're definitely choking down there.
Mm-hmm.
I see waterways that are not familiar. No. We've turned, gradually we're turning southward. I'm seeing water, same thing, water intrusions from the ocean. Land is being devoured by the fires to the north, the oceans along the west coast coming up. I've never seen this area before. Well, it's changing.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the sinkholes. You know how you can zoom in on something?
Right.
It's zooming in on Los Angeles. And there's fires in North LA. There.
Buildings or something else?
Los Angeles River.
You said and a river?
Like the fires are heading that way. It's that big concrete river in the middle of Los Angeles.
You mean a canal?
Yes. Massive water intrusions. How in the world does that even happen? How do fires burn and oceans rise at the same time?
Well, what exactly is burning? Is it buildings or forest or the mountains? Shrubs.
It's the city.
The city.
You know, the big tall buildings in downtown LA.
Okay.
It's heading that way. Yesterday I kept seeing the San Francisco, the Bay Bridge, but San Francisco was a wreck. Twisted metal.
Do you know what it was a wreck from?
Rebar structures. We're down. The city was just a bunch of, it looked like a giant garbage dump. Everything was just twisted and melted.
San Francisco.
Twisted and melted.
Was the Golden Gate Bridge there?
Like parts of it had been ripped up. The cables are holding is extremely unstable. It's strange. I never saw an earthquake, but something's happened from somewhere. And I've also been seeing just a wall of, oh, not just one, but secondary and tertiary waves that are so high.
From the ocean?
Yes. one after another.
More than one.
They're churning. Well, the plane is gaining altitude. It's not flying low anymore.
Is it heading south?
No.
It turned again?
South. I don't know why it went south down the... But it's regained a bearing heading west across the Pacific. But flying very slow because cargo carriers are so huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of weight to have up in the air.
Yeah.
You know, normally carrying tanks and personnel carriers and things like that, but this has a different payload on it. And it's all missiles and crates of real thin, long rockets with fins on the sides at different intervals.
Why would they be in the hold of a cargo ship? I don't get that.
It's not a ship.
I mean cargo plane. Why would they be in the hold? You know, normally those...
They're probably flying them over to deliver them somewhere. But, the only reason the bay doors are open, I don't know why the bay doors are open. This thing took off from a base somewhere in the Midwest.
Earlier you said it took off from California.
No, I didn't. I said from the center of the nation in that area. I don't know where the base is.
Okay.
Yep, there's a lot of crates and boxes. And the bay doors seem to be closing.
Wait a minute, there was...
Leaning against each other?
The crystals, yeah, they formed like a teepee, kind of.
They were oddly leaned against each other, like 3 points.
Right.
Right smack in the middle of the core of the Earth.